Welcome to episode 2415 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Mickley, and welcome back to day five of our series as we explore the theme to unlock your hidden potential. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation to open up to opportunities around you. So it's also an abundance type of meditation. In today's episode, I also encourage you, if you'd like, to focus on a chakra. Chakras are simply areas within your body where you hold emotions and memories. Focusing on a chakra is prevalent in Ayurvedic and also Chinese medicine. So in today's episode, if you so choose to, you may also focus on your second chakra, which is located right at your reproductive area. It has to do with birthing new ideas, being open to opportunities. There's a color associated with each chakra, and the color of your second chakra is orange, the vibrant color full of life and creation. The element is water. It has to do with being open to life's flow, not being resistant to change, opening up to opportunities all around you. And this has a lot to do with your hidden potential. When you consider your talents, your unique abilities, reflect on those things that you desire in life and consider whether your wants really have to do with what matters most to you. It's really easy to fall into the trap of wanting the same thing that others have in keeping up with the neighbors or feeling as though the grass is greener on the other side. For example, if you see your neighbor with a new car and you think, maybe I should get a new car. Even though maybe there's nothing wrong with your car, you may want to feel the newness and the shininess of a new car that you see your neighbor enjoying. And then you can begin to feel as though there's something wrong with your car or your car's not good enough. This is so common. It's often what drives consumerism. So when you settle yourself down today, I invite you to reflect on the things you think you need and want, and if those really reflect your purpose. I also want to check in with you regarding your challenge this week, which is selected by the founder of Mindful and Modern, the mindfulness-based company that puts all its heart and soul and efforts into getting meditation cushions that are incredibly comfortable, beautiful, and sustainable, right? So they focus on one product. They do have a few other products. They focus on this product of meditation cushions to be their most exclusive product. And you can receive 15% off your entire purchase at mindfulandmodern.com/meditate daily. So it's mindful, just like the word, MINDFUL, and modern, MODERN.com/meditate daily. I had the pleasure to interview one of the co-founders there, Nick, who shared his meditation ritual. He shared how he got involved in a mindfulness-based business. It was purely by chance. It had a lot to do, though, with not wanting what everybody else wanted. In fact, he was vacationing in Thailand with his wife and met these two people there, and they started to spend time together, and they started to learn how to meditate. And then they decided that they'd really like to create a business that had to do with meditation. And one thing led to the other after they all experienced such uncomfortable meditations on their meditation cushions. So that's how they started Mindful and Modern. And there were not a lot of people going online, starting remote businesses at that time. But it was so important to them to do something that had meaning rather than to pursue what the expected career path might be. And so think about for yourself where your hidden potential might be. You can listen to the interview in the very first episode of day one of this series. So Nick also came up with the Silver Linings Quest. And I've heard from many of you who reached out to me on my Sip and Ohm Instagram and by email that you are really enjoying this quest. So look for the silver lining behind your challenges. This can be a real game changer for you as you face each day. So I invite you to settle yourself down to meditate. And as you do so, close your eyes, slightly elevating them upward at the point between your eyebrows. Begin to relax your face and your jaw. Relax your shoulders and your stomach. You may place your hands in this week's Pushpaputa Mudra. It's where you place your hands on your lap with your palms upward, placing your fingers closely together and your thumb touching the sides of your index finger, holding your palms as if you are holding a basket of flowers in your hand. Mentally affirm, abundance flows to me, and abundance flows through me. Focus on your reproductive area about an inch or two above the base of your tailbone and visualize the color orange emanating vibrantly, awakening you to possibilities and opportunities. Think about your purpose in life and what matters most. Consider whether some of the things you might want or feel you need align with your purpose. Is there a hidden purpose within you that hasn't yet been revealed? Reflect on this as you meditate, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.